Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
Welcome into The View from Wayne America on Big Red Country, KTCH 1049, the city KCTY 98.9 1590, and online at WayneDealyNews.com. News and sports director Aaron Scheffler here, and joined by Marla Snyder, Leonard Management's Director of Marketing and Community Relations. Marla, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Well, Marla, of course, yeah, we're about halfway through the month already and still halfway to go with you guys celebrating 30th anniversary, of course, there at the Leonard Management McDonald's. Of course, before we get into talking more about Ronald McDonald House charities throughout the month of October and how people can take part in the donation drive, explain to me more about Leonard Management McDonald's.
Well, 30 years is a big accomplishment. And so when we thought about how we were going to go about celebrating it, nothing better than we're all about giving back to the community. So it was easy for us to come up with a great initiative in partnering with both the Sioux Falls Ronald McDonald House and the local Omaha chapter Ronald McDonald House. In collecting items that they are honestly desperate in need. And so when people bring those into the restaurant, we thank them with a special gift. So they give and then we give. So it's a great collaboration between the two of us.
And of course, Marla, it says it in your title that you're the Director of Marketing and Community Relations. How long have you been that position and with Leonard Management?
I've been in my current position around 4 years and, continued growth with 32 restaurants. It keeps me very busy.
And then prior to joining Leonard Management, what did you do as well?
I worked actually for the media. So I worked for the Omaha World Herald as their entertainment executive for around 16 years. So took my experience and, went to go work for Leonard Management.
And like you talk about now, in your 4 years at your current position at Leonard Management, what have you been able to learn more with, like you said, this company, this group that has 32 locations across Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota?
Well, the one thing I have to say is we are, the Leonard family is extremely generous, and our focus has always been giving back to the communities that we reside in and being a part of, sponsorships and, right now I've been working on a lot of trunk or treat donations and that and, partnering with schools and, that's just something that we enjoy doing and continue to do.
Again, we're talking with Marla Snyder, Leonard Management's Director of Marketing and Community Relations. So now, of course, Marla, getting into Ronald McDonald House Charities, you kind of touched base on earlier when you guys were first starting to partner with the Sioux Falls Ronald McDonald House. But like you said, how did this idea come about as we move on through the month of October?
So, yeah, like I said, 30 years is a big accomplishment for us, and we didn't want it to slide by. So when the opportunity came and the brainstorming started, we thought, we wanted to use the 30 in some fashion. So 30 days of giving started on October 1st with all 32 of our restaurants. You're able to donate one of the items that is listed on our Facebook page posts or inside the restaurants. And when you do bring in a donation of one of those items, in return, we give you a free dessert card. So when I think of a celebration, I always think of desserts. I don't know about you.
Oh, that's for sure. And like you said, so it's happening throughout the month of October. Is there a limit and how many donations that people can bring in?
No, I mean, more the merrier. I mean, we want to exceed this goal and fill both of their pantries up. With COVID, all the houses, across the whole United States were hit hard. And the same donations that they were currently getting through events were not happening. So this is, you know, an extreme need, and we'd like to see their pantries filled. So as of right now, we've collected over 1,000 items, and we look forward to maybe doubling or even tripling that.
And then did you say you had a goal set for this month?
You know, we don't have a goal because it's hard to put a goal on such a dire need, in my opinion. So we're just excited to collect as many items as we can and maybe double or even triple what we currently have.
And again, Marla Snyder, Leonard Management's Director of Marketing and Community Relations, joining us here on The View from Wayne America. Of course, Leonard Management does have a McDonald location here in Wayne and several in Northeast Nebraska, two in Norfolk, one in O'Neill. Marla, how do folks go about finding where your guys' restaurants are at?
So if they would like to go to our website at leonardmcd.com, we have a list of all of our participating restaurants and locations.
Well, Marla, those were the main questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add now moving forward with Leonard Management?
No, I just welcome everyone to come out and participate in the Ronald McDonald House Partnership Drive in collecting items to fill their pantry.
Well, Marla, again, we appreciate your time here, and we'll look forward to, seeing how this donation drive progresses throughout the month of October.
Yep, so are we. Thank you so much.
Again, that was Marla Snyder, Leonard Management's Director of Marketing and Community Relations, joining us here on The View from Wayne America. You can find a complete link to the story on our website at WayneDailyNews.com under the Local News tab.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.